everyone. This is Denny Heflin and Audubon from the Farm Service Agency, bringing you this week's USDA report for December 29th. Today I'd like to discuss the variety of ag credit loans that are available through Farm Service Agency. These include the rural youth loans, beginning and limited resource loans, and loans for the socially disadvantaged. The rural youth loans are used to establish and operate income-producing projects in connection with 4-H clubs, FFA chapters, and other agricultural groups. The maximum amount for this type of loan is $5,000, and the funds may be used to finance nearly any agriculturally based and income-producing project. FSA also offers a wide range of loans and services to meet the needs of beginning farmers. A beginning farmer is defined as a person who has operated a farm for not more than 10 years and one who will materially and substantially participate in the operation of that farm. Also, for farm ownership loans for beginning farmers, they do not currently own farm acreage greater than 30% of the median-sized farm in the county. Loans for the socially disadvantaged are available to assist eligible minority and socially disadvantaged farmers with buying and operating family-sized farming units for their farming operation. If you have any questions about these type of loans, just stop by your local FSA office or give us a call. Here in Audubon, that phone number is 712-563-4261. And in Atlantic, it's 712-243-1377. In addition to these specialty loans for rural youth and beginning farmers and socially disadvantaged farmers, we also have the routine loans for operating and farm ownership and guaranteed loans through local banks. So there are a lot of different variations of loans, and if you just give FSA a call, we can get you in touch with a loan officer, and you can discuss your needs with them. The other thing I would like to visit about today has come up recently, and it is about agricultural's compliance with the highly erodible land conservation provisions and the Endangered Species Act. This act was implemented several years ago and is currently part of our federal laws. As land and rental values continue to climb, more and more producers are looking at ways to getting more land. So they're looking at sod vesting or converting land from native vegetation, including native rangeland or woodland. This includes the removal of trees. This can be from fence lines or other situations. For those situations where trees are being removed, producers and landowners need to be aware of two issues. First, how will the sod vesting affect your HEL or wetland compliance status? And two, if land is in a county where there are protected plant and or animal species or their habitat, they are protected under that Endangered Species Act. If so, then consultation may be required with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. With this said, producers should contact their local FSA office before beginning any tree removal or on the change of anything to their farming operation, which could change the maintenance and the compliance and making them eligible for USDA benefits. Any violation of the Endangered Species Act may have a legal ramification by the Fish and Wildlife Service. Producers may contact the Fish and Wildlife Service directly themselves, or FSA can initiate the consultation when you file at AD 1026 requesting to do a sod bust. Some common occurrences include the clearing of farmsteads, removing trees, etc., in a field or in a fence line and combining fields. Some of the larger areas would include clearing some timber acres that are being used for pasture or just being left for recreation or something like that. If you have questions, just contact your FSA office for more information and let us visit with this about this clearing of land and the removal of trees with you. This week, we are going to say goodbye to Virginia Jensen, who will be retiring today from the Audubon County FSA office. Her duties during her 25 and a half year career here have included market assistance loans, facility loans, farm records, and farm reconstitutions. Virginia's service has been very much appreciated, and she will be missed by both her co-workers and the producers of Audubon County. And we do want to wish her the best on her well-deserved retirement and say